Sports brought to you by Wyoming Building Supply and Amber Eggers with Wyoming Real Estate Exchange in Buffalo. It's Thursday. James, Julie.
Good morning.
Morning.
James, you're looking rather dapper today.
Thanks. I think I've worn this shirt twice this week. So thanks.
I was going to say, is that sarcasm?
He's got the windy look.
Yes. Oh, well, who doesn't?
Yeah. Yes, everybody's got the windy look, so don't worry about it. It's just a bad hair day.
It's been like a windy winter.
Ugh. Wind. Yeah, this morning when I came in, the wind was howling. It was like 40-some miles an hour,
yeah.
And it was raining pretty hard at the time. Mm-hmm. So, good stuff. Hey, today
that is good stuff, actually. The rain will take.
Good stuff. April 23rd, day today, Lee Majors, the $6 million man. He was my hero growing up. He was 87 today.
Wow, really?
Also in some great Westerns, too.
Oh.
Yeah. He was the way you said that, Julie.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he was. What's the name of that show? Can't think of it.
I didn't know that. Yeah.
He was in some.
And married to Farrah Fawcett.
Yes. So he's 87 today. Congratulations, Lee. Hopefully your $6 million is probably not much anymore. It's probably about $600 million to do.
I don't know.
That.
He probably gets royalties from the reruns.
Oh, yeah, I'm
although
sure.
You don't see that on reruns.
I was going to say, I don't know how much it's running.
Man. And then when Lindsay Wagner came on, then she shot off on her own show. And
Yeah.
Valerie Bertinelli, One Day at a Time.
Oh.
Is 60. No,
that was a good show.
66 today. Yeah. Yes.
Anyway, James is over there going, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know these people.
Just waiting for the next one.
1564, you know William Shakespeare.
Yeah, sure.
He was born on this date in 1564 and died on this date in 1616.
Huh.
Happy birthday.
Yeah.
And
death day.
Yeah.
Yes. 1954.
Double whammy.
1954, Hank Aaron. Hit the first of his first major league home run. Hammer and Hank, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember growing up watching him hit those home runs.
People forget he played in the Negro Leagues for 5 or 6 years before he even came to the MLB.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Hammer and Hank, man. What a ball player. 2005, the first ever video titled Me at the Zoo was uploaded to YouTube.
First YouTube video ever.
First YouTube.
Wait.
Me at the
what
Zoo.
What year?
2005.
Jeez.
It was
first ever video.
I think it was right before, like the year before Facebook was launched too. So just a bunch of massive social
people
media.
People
were still
on
YouTube.
MySpace.
Yeah.
MySpace. Remember MySpace?
Is it still on?
I think it's a music site now.
Oh,
if I remember
it?
Correctly. Yeah.
Yeah. Today's cherry cheesecake day.
Ooh, I love cherry
Delicious.
Cheesecake.
Yeah.
The graham cracker crust.
Mm-hmm.
It's good.
I'm going to give a shout out this morning to a great listener of
we
ours.
Do, Kathy McGowan.
Kathy.
I ran into her yesterday.
Okay.
And she enjoys the show. And I was like, you look familiar. Have you been up to Sheridan Media? This is before she said she listens. And she said, well, yeah, I bring cookies up. And I go, that's how I know you. But it's been a desert up here, Kathy.
Yeah, Kathy, it's been a little while, even though it's cherry cheesecake day. Don't feel any pressure to build that. But cookies would be fine, Kathy. So no pressure, no hurry.
Yeah, no pressure.
We're here for a while, you know, every day. Monday through Friday, Kathy.
8 to 5.
I want to give a shout out to Kathy.
It was great to see her.
You saw her yesterday. English Language Day.
Sure.
It is Lost Dog Awareness Day.
Yeah.
Okay.
Get them chipped, right, Julie?
Yeah, get them chipped.
Yeah.
It'd probably be like the first thing you do.
Mm-hmm.
Get them chipped.
Yeah, absolutely.
I guess after shots, then chip.
Get her done. If your animal's not chipped, you need to get the chip.
I can't believe we lived in a world where they weren't chipped. I mean, would you just lose a dog and be like, all right, well, that's that.
Do they
or animal.
So let me ask you this. So you get chipped and then the animal gets lost, they bring them to the shelter and they find them.
Well, now they have apps. Just pull it up on your app.
Well, do they have chips? Can they make the chips so you can find them where they are?
Well, that's what you're saying.
Yeah.
Right?
They have an app. You GPS? Can live track them. Yeah, yeah.
You can track
them? Yeah. Yeah.
See, that's the kind of chip I'd have them put in.
Yeah. That's, I think.
Save you a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
Oh, it's down on Fifth Street. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's go there.
Yeah, you can, there's an app for it. Yeah. Yeah. I think there's a couple apps that you can use. Depending on the chip you get.
Chip them, GPS them, man. Yeah. You never have to sit and stress and worry days and days. Mm-hmm. I see these people in anguish, you know.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's awful.
It is all the time, you know. And it's just so you can go the chip and then you can go up on the chip and get the GPS model.
Yeah.
That's what I'd go
there
for.
There used to be a lot of different microchip companies. And now I think there's kind of a universal.
Yeah.
So you'd have to be, you know, you'd have to have the right scanner. But now they scan any chip.
Also, the other thing, too, a little cheat code for you if you don't want to do the chip.
A cheat code?
Yeah. Just get an, if you have a phone, if you have an iPhone, you just get an Apple AirTag and then put it on their collar.
Oh, yeah.
Product endorsement.
I mean, I use Apple AirTags for everything. I have one in my wallet. I have one in my car. If my car gets stolen,
look at you.
Apple AirTag.
Put look at you
it under like the, James, the floor mat or something.
I didn't know any of this of you. I'm
you have it on your wallet.
For. That's
funny.
I put it inside my wallet because it was my wallet.
See, I have the app on my phone on my laptop. Where's my phone?
So yeah.
If I lose my phone, I'm going. I'm not going to be looking for it. I just go to my laptop.
Mm-hmm.
Where's my phone? And then turn the ringer on. Oh, wow. There it is. It GPSes it. There it is.
Imagine that for everything. Because that's what you can do.
The wallet would be stressful. I agree with the wallet.
There you go.
I'm ready to be microchipped.
Okay.
Oh.
I mean.
Sure. Yeah. Wow. What a
way to step up to the
when
plate.
I get lost.
You really took the, the next leap there.
Where's Julie?
I'm just talking about the AirTag.
Oh, she's on West Fifth Street.
Yeah.
No, I mean, like, for ID, you know, you just go to the airport.
I'm ready to be microchipped. That was crazy. You turned into a robot.
That was random, man. Yeah.
Maybe I already am.
Yeah.
That was random.
I'm ready to be microchipped.
Maybe it's not me.
Okay, Julie.
I'm ready to be microchipped.
It's the AI version of Julie here today.
I mean,
we lost Julie, everybody. Let's go find her.
To be fair, if you have a phone, most people are carrying their phones all the time, 24/7. If you have your phone on you, you're microchipped.
No, but
they'll find you.
I don't mean for people to find me, but
what
ID,
other reason?
If you're going somewhere, you can travel around. You
don't
have to
for
have
information purposes. Yeah, not
that's
for
scanning
tracking.
For ID.
Well, yeah, that's what they'll tell you. They'll be like, "We're just using this for ID," but then really, they're like, "Hey, oh, this is where she was here, 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 and here."
Yeah, no. Yeah. Well, maybe you could turn it off.
Hey, let's maybe refrain on that. I want to be microchipped in the part of the show. We'll cut that.
Yeah. People know everything about us anyway.
Well, your phone.
Yeah.
You know.
I got a weird thing about having something inside my body that they can just turn on.
You know, yeah.
That's where I...
No, me.
I'll draw the line.
Yeah.
Julie's like, I'm ready.
I'm ready. She's like,
sign me up.
And foreign language? I mean, your phone does it.
Why yeah, but can't it can't do that. No, there's nothing out there that can do that yet. You just
yet.
Be, yeah.
Oh, yeah. They're working on that. Oh, you mean be able to speak a foreign language?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or understand it.
Again, though, what if it, I mean.
Well, they got those apps now.
They put it in your brain, and then what happens if it malfunctions?
And then you start speaking a whole different
language.
Swahili.
Right.
I can't fix it.
It was just like we're asking her questions at the sales meeting.
I can't remember English.
And she's talking in Swahili.
But if I wander off, you can find me.
Yeah. If she wanders, we'll find her. She's just down by the bridge.
Yeah, hopefully it doesn't overheat and then your brain thinks you have a fever. You're sick all the time. That
she was
crazy.
Pretty gung-ho on
I know, that was that was insane. I'm ready to be microchipped. That was crazy. That's wow. That's what the dogs say too when they go into the dog and catch shelter.
All right, there we go. Following up after that one, after Julie's ready to be microchipped.
Yeah. I need more technology inside of me, please.
I love the apps though that if someone is speaking a foreign language.
Yeah.
And then it translates it for you, and then you talk into your app, and then it translates it.
It's gotten a lot better. It used to be
It was pretty shoddy. Pretty rough.
Yeah.
But it's getting better and better all the time.
Yeah, there's so much slang in languages.
Well, I know, and the other thing, too, is like in Mandarin, in certain dialects of Mandarin, like a lot of the tone matters. So like the way you say a word means something different compared to the way you say it, like a high tone or a low tone or whatever. So...
So you would think you're communicating, but you're really
right.
not.
Right. And you're saying something
like,
totally
who is
different.
This Joker?
Yeah.
Right. All right. There we go. So Julie's ready, Science World.
Sign
who
her
else
up.
Is ready
I'm
to
ready.
Be microchipped.
Ready. I know. I'm ready.
All the tech CEOs out there are rubbing their hands together.
Yeah, right.
Let's talk to Julie. Well,
All right. Chomping at the bit.
Speaking of tech, NASA has unveiled the Roman Space Telescope. This instrument will allow researchers to observe an area of the cosmos 100 times larger than the Hubble.
Wow.
Cool.
Wow.
That is.
4 billion. They're launching it. SpaceX is this fall.
It's going into space, right?
Yeah.
That's where the...
Yeah.
Cool.
That's money
so
well spent.
You got a Hubble telescope that's pretty amazing in itself.
Kind of dated now, too. I mean, in terms of...
Oh, yeah. Anything's
telescopes.
Dated.
Telescopes.
Yeah. Technology now, it's dated yesterday.
I read somewhere that they're pulling up the... It's not Meta that's doing it. There's another company that's pulling up the first fiber optic lines that were laid across the Atlantic.
Oh,
back
in
the 80s, I think, or something like that.
Yeah.
And when they laid them, they were like... This will be a one-time thing. We'll never have to do this again. And now I think like once it was like 2002, they stopped using it entirely. So it was just sitting there for the last 25 years.
Now it's fish habitat.
Yeah, pretty much.
They still use it.
No, that one they don't.
Use
the
that
first
one
they don't. Yeah,
oh,
the first one they laid, they don't use anymore.
Okay,
and so they're pulling it up now.
Okay. Wow.
Here's something. You know, speaking of space, you know, we don't know this. The brightest star. Basically sun, okay, is estimated, it's called the Eta Carinae. It's estimated to be 50 million times brighter than our sun.
That's hot.
How far away is it?
Doesn't say.
Long time. Long way.
Well, let's just say it's far enough we can't see it.
I was just going to say, can we see it?
Yeah.
Wow.
Can you even imagine 50 million times
brighter?
No, I can't imagine 50 million.
Million times brighter than our sun. Wow. Technology. Here, we're just on to this already. Experts say they're developing computers right now that will unlock when you think of your password.
Julie's like, put that in my body.
I want that.
Yeah.
Sign
I'm
me
ready
up.
To have passwords microchipped.
Put that in my
brain.
Arm. Please.
Passwords are all
that
other
one. That one, Julie. Yeah, you know,
I'm
honestly,
all over
that one, I'm like, Julie, you need that one. Let's get that one. Let's insert that one into your arm or something.
You ready for that one, Julie?
I am.
All right. She's ready for
I'm
that
I'm ready.
So there we go. So. All right.
You're going to be getting a couple calls from Palantir and Meta over the next couple of days.
There we go. There she is. Julie's on Fifth Street.
Yeah.
All right. Have an awesome day, everyone. 8 o'clock. Fox News on the way. James Timberlake will be in for Swap Shop this morning and for Steve Schreffler. And you're listening to News Talk 930 KROE Sheridan. Come from the cities and the country.